You know, we just finished the Five Clues videos a little while ago, and it crossed my mind to talk to you about how do you do something with all that stuff? You know, it's interesting that consciousness can affect the outside world and does affect it, and affects your body, it affects how you see other people, it affects everything, and the consciousness is wrapped up in these mind programs. And they can be helpful or detrimental. And we're carrying a lot of ones that are detrimental. And the five clues were examples of how anybody, especially an individual or a group, could affect what's going on in the outside, you know, what they call the real world, the solid 3D world, that what these clues point to is it's not the 3D solid world. There's no such thing. It's your dream, not somebody else, yours, the whole thing, what's going on all over, how other people are experiencing their life. It's your dream. Myself and other characters in your dream are talking to you, but it's your dream. And we have this rock solid belief, most of us, that it can't be my dream. Look, it's him doing it. It's her doing it. It's this situation. It just came up. It's just haphazard. It's just bad luck. It's just chance. And what the clues say is that's not actually true. You know, with the Chinese doctors in the hospital that did this unusual approach that was clue number five, what I call already done, they didn't touch the patient. They had a ultrasound monitor on the lady's abdomen over the bladder showing this tumor that was filling almost the whole thing, and it dissolved and disappeared in less than 3 minutes, real time, on video. Like, you're supposed to notice stuff like that. Dr. Cousins and his studies with the meditation, the group meditation on harmony and peace, lowering the violent crime in city after city. Of course, it went back to how it was before when they stopped. But over and over again, there were studies showing that while the group focused on the feeling, not the idea, but the feeling behind the idea of peace and harmony and mutual respect and love and how things should be in a harmonious world, it pulled what we call real life into harmony with it. You're doing that experiment now. You have been every day for your entire life and before. But it's been unconscious. So we have this mess that we call what's going on in the outside world. And if we have the power to make it better, we need to do that. You know, people are really having a hard time. Probably you are too. And I mean, we're all experiencing parts of it. We need to fix that, because our normal state is not being miserable all the time and being subject to these abnormal conditions that they call normal, like being sick and degenerative disease and aging and fighting and hating each other and division and worry about stupid stuff like what supposed race somebody is. I mean, that's below infantile. That's self-destructive. It's suicidal. And it's been encouraged in us by the media and by our education, by corporations, their slogans, their advertising, movies. All those things are designed to keep you unconscious, while another unconscious group working for darkness works on exterminating life on the planet, and they're well into it now. You're the hope for changing it. And you might think, well, that's not much hope. Yeah, it is. The five clues were all about who you are. And they're just little glimpses into what you can do. So how do you start? You've got to get conscious connection back to your thoughts and your feelings that are running through your mind that you think are insignificant. They're not. You think they're not powerful. They are. And I'm talking about all of us. So I'm including myself with you, because I want us all to do something to make use of what these clues suggest that you could do. They suggest what I could do, what you could do, any of us that is willing to do this and stick on it and get through it and make it work could be the light at the end of the tunnel that we're all hoping for here. So I'm encouraging you to do that and be that. Find out who you are. Don't accept that you have to feel how you feel. It turns out, according to the clues and more, that emotion is voluntary. You choose it. And the reason it seems like you can't is habit. You know, we've been feeling certain ways and for a long time, and it just self-perpetuates. It's a never-ending program unless you take back the power that you have as the person living in this costume, physical body. It's up to you. And when you are carrying around certain emotional states, it's your choice. It feels like it's automatic. It's because you're automatically making a default choice, like on the computer, always choose this option. That's what you're doing. You don't have to check that box. Uncheck it. See what the possibilities are. Look at the clues again. See what that means for your own life. What you could do with your own body in healing. How it could spread to heal other people. How it could heal your relationships. You know, these things that you're assuming, these emotional states that we're staying in, we're imagining that they're necessary and that there's no option. And I'm here to remind you, you know, we're in a movie, as we said. That's why it's so changeable. This is not solid. The trees around here and this costume that I'm talking to you from, the ground I'm trying to keep my footing on, all that stuff, that's not solid. It's projected by your consciousness. I'm one of the characters in your movie talking to you right now and reminding you of what you're doing and who you are. The movie's changeable. It's very high tech. It can change in real time. So the first thing, get aware of the thoughts and the emotions passing through your mind right now. Don't wait to some other time. Do it now. And then decide, is that what I want? What if your thoughts and emotions were so powerful that they created this experience that we call reality? What would you do? Just, I know you don't probably believe that, but if it were true, use your imagination. What would you choose to do? What thoughts would you carry? What emotions would you carry? What would you project out into this environment, into your own body? What if your thoughts were that powerful? And of course, the punchline of that is, excuse me, they are. But the habit of letting them be a certain way, this thought, the emotions we carry around, condemning ourselves for all the stuff we think we've done that was bad, which may have been bad, but we didn't know. We may have known intellectually, but we'd never have done any of the dumb things that we've all done if we knew. Now I'm letting you know that whenever you're open to it, you can know, and you can make that voluntary and find out what your thoughts and emotions can do and what blessing other people instead of critiquing them and condemning them can actually do in your life, in relationships that you're in. What if you're projecting, like in Ho'oponopono, which was the first clue, I love you. You don't have to say it verbally all the time. Just project it, and it's not just the word. You can start with the words, but where the power is in the feeling. It's getting dark. I got to stop this video. So the point is, I want to do this with you. I want to take it further. I didn't just do the five clue videos to say, well, that's interesting, you know, what's next? No, this is enough of a clue. Now you decide, do you want to be a force to heal the world? Not your ego, which is limited, but what can flow through you? This thing that people call God or spirit, Christ energy, light, whatever you want to call it. You can be a channel, an open vessel for that. If you get the ego out of the way in the form of destructive emotions toward yourself and others that we are used to carrying around, you drop that and invite light to flow through you It's real. And these programs will tell you, no, it's impossible. You can't do it. You got to worry about all this stuff, because if you don't, you're irresponsible. All these programs will try to convince you to keep them going. And they're wasting our lives. They're ruining our movies. We'll talk more about it when it's not getting dark, because I need time to hike back. But my point is, let's do something with the clues. Okay, 2018, we had that same idea in a beginning form to start Planetary Healing Club. And now it's running. It's been in beta stage. It's ready to expand. I'm looking for people from all parts of the world. I hope all the countries in Africa and Asia and South America and North America and everywhere that want to seriously do this. You know, I'll do it with you. And we meet live once a week. It doesn't have to be a real long meeting, but the whole thing is the feeling. Become aware of the feeling and learn to focus it. It's creative. It's what's created our lives all the way up to now. It's created your entire reality, God using that through you. That's our so-called free will, but we haven't known about it. So it doesn't really count as totally free will because it's been unknowing. Now we have the chance to wake up and use it consciously. So I'm encouraging you, start being conscious in your own life and imagine what if my emotional patterns and my thoughts were powerful and affecting everybody else around me at all distances. Everybody, even those you can't talk to, even the evil rulers, even the unconscious people working for the system doing bad things. What if they're all affected? And what if getting myself, my worries and my self-condemnation and my cursing of everybody in my mind out of the way, choosing, no, I'm not going to check that box on the computer. I'm going to project love and harmony. Not just saying it, oh, love and harmony, and have no deep change. No, I mean the real, imagine what would it feel like if world harmony were real. That's what these meditation experiments showed. It instantly affects things, but few take it to full focus and let God do it through them instead of you trying to do it yourself. There's way more that we could talk about. So, consider that. Consider that you might have vast power that you didn't realize. And there's a reason I'm telling you that. And then if you want to do it with us in the group that is going into operational now, that's planetaryhealingclub.com. You'd be invited with respect and love. I would appreciate it if you feel like doing this work. And it's not grueling, you know, horrible work that you have to just force yourself. It's relaxing into harmony work. And it's for your whole life. So hopefully that gives you a glimpse of what we're talking about here. And I'll get out here again as soon as I can and tell you more about it. In the meantime, value your time. We have a certain amount of it, and I don't know how much that is. Use it well. Join us at planetaryhealingclub.com. And in the meantime, use your time and do it in every scene in this movie, which you call your life. Starts now. You're appreciated. I see you as a great hope for the world, and I'm not kidding. Meet me here again and stay in touch. PlanetaryHealingClub.com, Richard@LostArtsRadio.com. Love to you, and have a good night. Talk to you soon.